Hey, in many cities across the nation, this is Bike to Work Week. Thousands of people have been leaving their cars at home and pedaling to their jobs. California's Marin County is trying to get more people to do that, but as Marjorie Sun reports, the county is pedaling uphill.
If more people in Marin shared the sentiments of Jamie McMillan, there would be a lot less traffic congestion in the county. He often cycles 7 miles from the town of Fairfax to the Larkspur Ferry, which he catches to get to his office in San Francisco. On a recent brilliant sunny morning, McMillan stands next to his bike amid a crowd of hundreds of other commuters. Most of them have battled horrible congestion to get here, but not McMillan.
Today I beat most of the cars here from Fairfax, and I would have been sitting in that traffic, so that's enjoyable because I get a workout in, I get to kind of just breathe, you know, instead of stress.
Reducing stress and beating the traffic aren't the only benefits of biking. Not driving cuts carbon emissions. But even in scenic Marin, where people love to bike and hike for recreation, it's a tough sell to get them to cycle or walk to work or do errands rather than jump in the car, says Marin County official Greg Tackerberry.
The car's so convenient, you kind of get into that habit. I need to go somewhere. Where are the keys? I'm going to go.
And roads today are more dangerous than ever, says Andy Clark of the League of American Bicyclists. Traffic is heavy and drivers are distracted.
There are cell phones and text messages and makeup and people reading newspapers and people changing CDs and playing with the radio. And all of those distractions are a real worry for people as they ride.
So to make the roads safer for cyclists and pedestrians, Marin County has embarked on a major project. It's one of 4 pilot programs selected by the federal government to show how a targeted investment in walking and bicycling can get people out of their cars and onto their feet and bicycles. The county will construct new bike lanes and pedestrian paths, for example, and will also create education programs to promote cycling and walking. Deb Hubsmith of the Marin County Bike Coalition says,
even if you changed your behavior for one trip a week, you'd be making a difference in your personal health and in the health of this planet.
Still, it's hard for people to change. Lisa Zaranandia has just driven her 2 young kids to school. They live on one of Marin's many hills. Cycling to school or to the grocery store would be a challenge, she says.
So, I mean, there's people that do it. Personally, I'm going to have to do a lot of exercising before I can do that.
For NPR News, I'm Marjorie Sun.